brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Matt Sullivan. He's the Assistant Director of Flight Operations for Ute Air Alaska. And Matt, you've got some milestones coming up with some very old and apparently very tough airplanes.
Yes, we do. We've got three that are at the cusp of reaching 30,000 flight hours.
And these are Cessna 207s, right? Tell me what a Cessna 207 is.
For most people, a Cessna 207 looks like a 206. It's a fixed gear, it's a little bit wider stance, and they added a baggage compartment just aft of the engine firewall to assist with the loading within a CG envelope for the aircraft.
Okay, well, 30,000 hours, it's a milestone for any aircraft, but tell us what kind of service these aircraft are in.
I think they're in some of the roughest service out there. We have one paved airport in our base of operations. That's where our base of Bethel, Alaska. We have scheduled service to 24 different villages, all of which have varying degrees of gravel strips. Some of them newer, some of them older. But they see gravel day in and day out, mud, snow, throughout the rest of the year.
So what's the maintenance like on them?
I think we have some of the top maintenance guys in the world on them. Our engines get changed out on average about every 18 months once they reach their time between overhaul. Our mechanics are quite adept at repairing a lot of the rough, making repairs to a lot of the rough treatment that they get. We tend to go through a lot of brakes and tires, and we've got some modifications on them that help us keep down some of the rocks and that type of thing from damaging the aircraft and leading edges too much. But our guys do a fine job of maintaining them throughout the year.
How much of this is a testament to the aircraft itself, though?
I think a large amount of it is. These aircraft were built, you know, in the mid to late 70s. I don't know that Cessna ever imagined they'd be having the type of being put to the type of use they're currently being put to, in the conditions they're put into, and you know, really 30 years later, I didn't think they ever imagined that. But it's quite a hardy aircraft that ourselves and the other operators within the state of Alaska test every day.
Is it a relatively common aircraft in Alaska? It's not very common elsewhere.
It is. It's a very utility-purposed aircraft in the state of Alaska. It's used throughout the state for hauling cargo and people and any combination thereof. The seats are easily removable, and it's utilized in both all passenger, all cargo, and combination configurations throughout the state. And everywhere from the North Slope of Barrow down through southeast Alaska, in the Panhandle and Ketchikan, Juneau, and then our base of operations in southwest Alaska.
You see a lot of rugged territory, you see a lot of rugged conditions. The Ted Stevens crash has put the spotlight on Alaska and its aviation industry. How's it affected your operation, and what do you have to say about the safety record of aviation in Alaska?
I think that, you know, that aviation in Alaska is a requirement of life in the state. The road system is not extensive. The only way in and out of most villages is via air or water, and the water oftentimes throughout the year is impassable due to snow and ice. And, you know, and we do operate in very challenging conditions out here. Accident that took Senator Stevens' life was very tragic, and it's just reminded us to make sure that we're paying attention to all the weather and keep operating as safely as we can.
And you mentioned the 24 villages that you serve, and this is scheduled service, too. This isn't all charter, right?
correct. No, that those 24 villages are scheduled that we operate. You know, most of the villages we go to 3 to 4 times a day, and then we do operate a charter operation throughout the state. Typically remains within the, you know, hour and a half to 2 hour flight area from Bethel, but we are authorized to fly anywhere within the state. But operationally, it doesn't usually happen that much. I would say that we operate to another, consistently another 10 to 15 villages on a regular basis as a charter operator throughout the year.
All right, so you've got a dozen 207s and one lonely 172. How's it holding up?
172 is holding up great. It's a M model, and we use that plane just as frequently, if not more frequently, than the 207. It does very well on the shorter runs, where it's only maybe a 3 to 5 minute flight to the village. The pilots are able to turn that aircraft relatively quickly since it doesn't have the movable seats, so it can only take a finite amount of cargo. That one, throughout the day, probably does more landings than any of our 207s does. Just doesn't necessarily rack up the flight hours per day, but the landings sure are there.
Okay, well, it's been nice talking to you, Matt. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.